Darklings, and welcome to the Nocturnal Mysteries Podcast, a show about the paranormal, supernatural, mysterious, and things that go bump in the night. I am your host, Jenny. Please come and join me. Sit down and place your fingers on the planchette, and let's jump right into this nocturnal mystery. Listener, when I say the happiest place on earth, what do you think of? Like most people, I'm sure that Disney quickly comes to mind. There is just something about a Disney park that is truly magical. There is a reason why every child and many adults dream to visit. If you have ever been lucky enough to visit a Disney park, I can guarantee that you still remember that trip with fond memories. Disneyland is the original Disney theme park, and since its opening on July 17, 1955, over 600 million people have walked through the gates. Covering 500 acres, the park consists of 9 sub-areas or lands arranged around a central hub. Located in Anaheim, California, the weather at Disneyland is sunny and beautiful most of the year. There are so many attractions to ride, parades and nighttime shows to watch, snacks to find, and characters to meet. However, beneath this layer of beauty, magic, and wonder at the parks lies a more hidden detail, one that is paranormal in nature. Rumors of ghosts being spotted throughout the park have been passed around through stories. Everyone knows about the 99 happy haunts inside the Haunted Mansion attraction, but according to Disneyland legends and stories, those are not the only haunts to find at the park. Many claim that some visitors have never left. There are some guests who have claimed to see strange happenings at the park that can't be explained, or have perhaps seen something move out of the corner of their eye that wasn't supposed to move. Tomorrowland is one of the 5 original lands of Disneyland, themed to the future and outer space. It opened along with the park on July 17, 1955, and had its largest overhaul in 1967 and was modified again in 1998. It is home to major attractions such as Space Mountain and Star Tours: The Adventures Continue. Just because Tomorrowland carries grand visions of the future that could be, doesn't necessarily mean that it also doesn't contain memories from the past. Memories of a long-forgotten Disneyland that existed in ages past. As the resident ghost of Space Mountain, Mr. One Way is known for accompanying single riders as they board their car. He is often described as a tall man with red hair and a red-tinted face. Though he may board the car alongside an individual rider, by the time the car returns to the unloading station, there will be no such passenger in any of the seats. According to some of the stories about this mysterious disappearing man, Mr. One Way will interact with guests in the queue line and those seated beside him. He has also been reported to have been spotted in the cast member locker room. He has been described as odd in his interactions, as if he is unfamiliar with any recent updates to Disneyland. Many believe Mr. One Way is a spirit who died on the ride sometime during the 70s, but since Space Mountain's 1977 opening, only a handful of deaths have occurred, and all of them have been due to pre-existing conditions of the riders. Additionally, none of the recorded deaths match the description of Mr. One Way. There are numerous pictures online that claim to have captured Mr. One Way, but it cannot be confirmed if these have been edited or not. Despite all of this, the Lonely Rider remains one of the most beloved Disneyland spirits. In 1966, a 19-year-old man named Thomas Guy Cleveland was struck by a monorail late one night after climbing onto the track in an attempt to sneak into the park. He reportedly ignored written warnings and ran when spotted by a security guard. He was tragically killed on impact after the monorail struck and dragged him over 30 feet along the track. Some people report seeing the shape of a man running along the monorail track in the middle of the night, only to vanish entirely when a train approaches. In 1984, 48-year-old Regina Dolly Young from California was killed on the Matterhorn bobsled ride when she fell out of her car and was fatally hit by another bobsled. Since then, the section where she was struck on the Tomorrowland side of the mountain has become known as Dolly's Dip. And park employees claim she still haunts the ride. Ever since her death, cast members who are required to walk the tracks when the ride shuts down say they can hear her voice calling out. A former ride operator named Kristen, who worked at the park from 1989 to 1995, claimed that she could feel a supernatural presence while operating the Matterhorn, and that other staffers told her they had seen a ghost while on the job. During her time at the Magic Kingdom, staffers were required to walk the ride after it closed every day to look for lost and found items, and she always dreaded it. Every time I was unlucky enough to get a track walking shift, I had an uneasy feeling. Like someone was watching me, she wrote. I was always convinced that it was Dolly, and so I would often say hi to her. The feeling was always the worst in the big cavern in the middle of the ride, and at Dolly's Dip, the spot where she died. In fact, the work lights in the tunnel near Dolly's Dip always seem to be burning out. In 6 years, I don't think I ever saw those lights working. Another ghost who has been seen in the park is dressed in a white 19th century gown and has been spotted on Main Street after dark. She is thought to be a woman who died on the property before it became Disneyland. She is known as the Woman in White. Although she may have passed away before Disneyland came to be, she seems to know exactly where she is. Legend has it she guides lost children to the Disneyland Baby Care Center where they can be reunited with their parents. In New Orleans Square, one of the scariest lands in all of Disneyland, you will find one of the attractions most associated with death, the Haunted Mansion. The original legend goes that late one night, when a cast member was working in the load area, the crowds were very light, causing one of the stretching rooms to be closed. When down to one stretching room, there would be a large lapse in guests in between the stretching room openings. This left the ride operator alone for a few minutes, walking the load belt, peering into the darkness that stretched from one end of the load area to the other. On this particular night, this cast member was working in the load area. All of a sudden, a doom buggy rounded the corner from the unloading area, with a man sitting in the middle of one of the seats, looking very gaunt, staring straight ahead with his hands resting on a cane. The cast member tried making contact with the man, saying hello, but the man didn't respond. Instead, he continues to ride the doom buggy as it continues on its way. The cast member then calls the unload operator, asking who the man was and why he was there. The unload operator claimed that the doom buggy was empty. He quickly calls his lead, and all three of them rush to the end of the ride, waiting for the dune buggy to exit. When it does, it was empty. Referred to by cast members as the man with the cane, some claim that he is the spirit of Yale Gracie, the Imagineer who worked on the attraction. Others claim that it is the spirit of a man that died after his small plane crashed in a lake near the park in the 1940s. Regardless of who he is, cast members claim that his spirit can be seen late at night, especially after closing, still riding the dune buggies. Many have also reported seeing the apparition of a crying boy near the exit of the Haunted Mansion. According to Disneyland's Urban Legends, against the advice of several psychic advisors, a mother was adamant on scattering her young son's ashes inside the spooky attraction. Though officials forbade her, she managed to sneak the ashes inside and scatter them secretly. Unfortunately, this does not seem to have been her son's last wish, as his spirit is now bound there, crying to be free. His cries can still be heard by the cast members to this day. He may also be responsible for stealing gingerbread. Whether it is the ghost of the crying boy or another who is responsible is still unclear. Every year, when the Haunted Mansion undergoes its Halloween to Christmas refurb into the Nightmare Before Christmas themed Haunted Mansion holiday, a new gingerbread house is built. Apparently, that house kept mysteriously losing roof shingles. It seems nobody knew who was taking them. But since this was the Haunted Mansion, some hungry spirit was suspected. Now, each year, the designers leave an extra gingerbread shingle on a separate plate so that the mystery ghost can still have gingerbread without messing with the house. Reportedly, the piece of gingerbread left on the plate has continued to disappear, but those on the house remain untouched. Another ghost who is found in the Haunted Mansion is known as the Man in the Tuxedo. He first appeared to the attendant where passengers embark. The employee noticed a shadow in the mirror Disneyland placed so that she could see the riders come behind her. However, every time she turned around, there was no one there. As she looked closely in the mirror, she noticed that the shadow wore a tuxedo, but couldn't see it beyond the mirror. All of a sudden, she felt a chilled hand placed on her shoulder. Terrified, she left and never returned. Since then, many other cast members have also reported seeing this strange man in the tuxedo lurking in the background. Also located in New Orleans Square is another of Disneyland's attractions that has a relationship with death, the Pirates of the Caribbean. Very similar to the crying boy, the story is mostly the same. A mother wanted to spread her son's ashes, was told she couldn't, but did so anyways. Cast members report that once the attraction is closed for the night and all of the music and sound is shut off, laughter can be heard throughout the attraction, and the ghost of a young boy has been spotted toward the end of the attraction. In the 1970s, two brothers hid on Tom Sawyer Island past the closing of the park. To get off the island and avoid cast members that may still be walking the park, they decided to swim across the rivers of America. The older brother swam across, towing his younger brother behind. For unknown reasons, he could not make it the entire way across and drowned in the river. The younger boy managed to survive and was found by cast members. His older brother's body was not found until the next morning. To this day, cast members have mentioned feeling an eerie presence, seeing unexplained ripples in the water, and even an apparition around the rivers of America. Many believe that this is the ghost of the drowned older brother. After dark, cast members and even guests have also reported that they see someone staring back to the shores from the island when Tom Sawyer's Island is no longer open for the day. Small children are also said to be seen on the island. It is unknown of why they are there, if they are, but screams of joy and running figures have been reported to be seen after hours from the island. Grad Night at the Disney Parks has always been a custom since the opening of Disneyland in 1955. On Grad Night in 1967, a 17-year-old boy named Ricky Yama was killed on the People Mover attraction. Disregarding the safety rules, Yama decided to jump from vehicle to vehicle on the People Mover. All of a sudden, he slipped, fell onto the track, and was killed by an oncoming ride vehicle. Apparently, he was fond of women with blonde hair and is said to still haunt the attraction on which he was killed, appearing for blonde girls and tugging on their hair. The People Mover was closed in 1995. He is known around the park as the ghost who prefers blondes. Many of the stores throughout the park are supposedly haunted as well. The fourth floor stockroom of the Star Trader at the exit of Star Tours in Tomorrowland supposedly has cold spots, and staff have reported a really creepy feeling to it. There are also stories of the merchandise being rearranged on the shelves after the shop is locked up for the night when nobody is around. Hatmosphere, the hat booth between America Sings and the Tomorrowland Autopia, is also reportedly haunted. Supposedly, the sewing machine they use to embroider names on hats never gets warm, even after being used all day long. Someone once reported seeing a face in it. One of the ice cream carts is also supposedly haunted. People have reported hearing a woman's voice, even though there is no woman around. There is some tragic truth to the story of the resident ghost haunting the former site of the America Sings attraction in Disneyland. 9 days after the attraction's opening, an 18-year-old employee named Debbie Stone was crushed to death between a rotating wall as the stage was being reset. She unfortunately passed away due to her injuries before other employees could reach her. After this incident, breakaway walls were installed to prevent any potential future injuries from occurring in a similar manner. Since then, cast members have reported hearing a woman's voice telling them to watch out if they stand too close to the rotating wall. Many believe that Debbie remains on the site as some sort of guardian, looking after those who work there today. If you're wandering around Liberty Square and see an old creepy doll in one of the windows there, just walk on by. Although there isn't a specific story tied to this doll, cast members do often tell guests that they've seen instances where the doll will occasionally move or change positions without anyone touching it. If you do want to see her, look for the building that has a wheelbarrow and cellar door. She's sitting in the window there. Many cast members have reported that the Trolley Treats side and the old Burbank ice cream shop were haunted by a little girl named Jennifer, who had gone to Disneyland with her uncle and tragically passed away after being crushed by a bus in Disneyland's parking lot, which is now part of California Adventure. She seems to like messing with the male cast members and teasing the male leads closing up after the park has closed by running up and down the aisles late at night. Cast members have also reported that locked automatic doors will open on their own and that mugs and other merchandise will fall off the shelves suddenly. This is all put down to Jennifer's ghost and her mischief. When you enter Disneyland, you walk under the train tracks. Just after this, on the left side of the street, next to the City Hall restrooms, is the firehouse. When Walt Disney was alive, he kept an apartment on the second floor of this building. He used it as a home base of sorts while the park was being built, and often stayed there after Disneyland opened. He would also host celebrities and VIPs in his apartment. Whenever Walt was in the park, he would light a lamp in the fire station window to let people know he was there. Apparently, Walt never left. According to Disneyland legend, soon after his death, a woman from the maintenance crew was cleaning the apartment and noticed that the lamp was lit. Before she left, she turned off the lamp, only to see it lit again in the window when she got outside. Puzzled, she went back into the apartment and turned the lamp back off. By the time she made it back outside, the lamp had been relit. She went back in again and turned it off. Only this time, she didn't leave the apartment. The lamp turned itself back on, right in front of her. She also reported hearing a voice saying, "I'm still here." No one has attempted to turn the lamp off since. It is left burning to symbolize Walt Disney's presence in his beloved Disneyland. To this day, cast members report footsteps and knocking coming from the fire station apartment, especially at night. Apart from these stories, there are so many more reports from guests and cast members from all over the park. Disembodied voices, cold spots, laughter, crying, objects moving on their own, apparitions, shadows, and an overall eerie feeling of being watched have been reported numerous times. There are so many different stories out there that it is hard to refute the claims that there is something special about Disneyland that makes guests not want to leave, even after their death. Thank you so much for joining me for this episode of the Nocturnal Mysteries Podcast. I will be back in 2 weeks' time with a new episode for you. If you would like to keep up with the show, you can follow me on Instagram at Nocturnal Mysteries Pod, TikTok at Nocturnal Mysteries, X at Noctmist Pod. After the show releases, make sure to check out the show's TikTok, as I'll usually post a video with pictures of the site and anything else interesting I can find out. If you have anything you would like to hear me cover on the show, please don't hesitate to reach out on social media and let me know. Also, I am honored to be a part of Bad Secret Media with one of my personal favorite podcasts, The Secret Levels Podcast. You can go to badsecretmedia.com to find all the information on all the shows under the Bad Secret Media umbrella. If you would like to support the show, the best thing you can do is rate or review the show wherever you listen to it. This will help others find the show and share in the spooky with us. All episodes are researched and written by myself and edited by the man behind the mysteries, the show's executive producer, Toby Von Doom. Until next time, stay curious, stay weird, stay kind, and before leaving the board, don't forget to always say goodbye.